Welcome to Only We Matter podcast.
I'm Jack.
And I'm Brandon. And
only we matter. So grab your Java juice and let's dig in.
And that's almost the drive for a lot of people to do gaming today, is that social aspect online.
I don't know. Like, how do you know the person on the other side isn't a crazy person? Like, I mean, really crazy. Like, yeah. They never go out.
And I have no answer. Well, you probably don't go out either. I don't have an answer to that, but.
Oh, I will.
But in the midst of that consumerism, amidst of like, man, that impulse to game or to shop, to go through, always needing the newest thing, there is this like movement of simple living in my generation that's happening. Hmm. That I think is quite intriguing. Like, my wife was reading a book, something about the art of decluttering.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, the whole psychology around it of, if I have less stuff in my house, it doesn't get as messy. I don't have to clean up as much. There's other time for other things. And then your head is clear. Your heart is more clear. And then it goes spiritually as well to think, wow, if I'm living more simple, then my heart is more clean as well. My spiritual life is more free of things. Hmm. And I mean, Jesus talks about that as well. And so, right, like he talks about how we need to value him first, or the kingdom of heaven first. And so there's an aspect of that that's in our regular world as well right now. I think that's intriguing.
Yeah, I agree. I just read this article the other day about not shopping for a year. And so obviously the article intrigued me, and I actually read to the very end. And it was about her parameters were, no shoes, no clothes, and no purses, I think. Obviously written from a female. She just...
I could have a merce.
You could have a merce. Yeah, I would still walk with you. You could have a merce.
Excellent. Thank you.
I know, I say that, and then I'm like, wait, lots of people could buy purses and shoes. I mean, it's not just from a female perspective. I mean, males love their shoes, too.
Oh, we have a fellow relative who has way more shoes than any female. I know.
I'd so love to out him right now, but I won't, because, you know, I love him and I want him to talk to me again. It was just very interesting, because she talked about that very thing, that at the end of the year, how freeing it was, how decluttered her life was, how and she even brought up how a lot of faiths, a lot of religions, but she used the quote from Jesus about blessed are the poor, because you seek first the kingdom. You don't seek things around you, mm-hmm. and your life becomes more focused on other people and other interests, right? And then I just think it's junk. And, you know, the Bible's so clear. You come into the world with nothing and you leave with nothing. And nobody can dispute that. Because you really do. Yeah. Have you ever seen a newborn baby? Yeah. If you're a parent, you have. You know, you've seen your own kids. And if you've ever been to a funeral, you know that there's just a shell in the box. And, I'm not being all... a downer Debbie, but that's the reality of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so where are we putting our treasure? Where are we putting our stuff? It's all stuff.
I think that's really important.
You know?
Yeah, because it seems like it doesn't matter what generation, this is pulling in everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody is just morphing into this consumer mentality where I just need to have, which makes poverty in our world more prevalent, right? Because if you always need more, but you can't have it, that means the poverty line also increases.
Yeah, so, you know, we do frequent trips to South America. We help out with Street Kids Ministry down there, two different ones that we help out with. And we go to the market, and actually the missionaries that we, you know, partner with, they take us to a warehouse with these huge, huge bundles of clothes that are discarded from North America that are sent there.
Yeah.
And they are like, it's full. It's full. And it's crazy the amount of clothes that we discard. And I'll say to them, well, how much is it? Oh, it's just so cheap to buy, you know. And I'll look at some of the stuff and I'm like, this is great stuff. Oh, yeah. You know, some come with tags on it that they just can't sell because it's not trendy or out of season or whatever in North America. I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And I think that consumerism, you know, it, like you said, you know, it involves all generations. It's not one generation or the other. It's all of us, because our generation and older, we have worked hard, and so therefore should have this nest egg, right, that we're sitting on, and so we spend, and then the younger generation sees that we're spending like this, but don't make the connection to, well, they've worked hard, they've saved, they've you know, nothing's come easy, they've had to work hard for it, the middle class mostly. So anyways, that's my thought on treasure and junk. And
absolutely
makes me want to go and purge my kitchen again.
Well, and marketing is so good at it, right? Mm. They take every little chance they can get and really like shove it in our face.
Yeah.
So let's use an example. Let's use Valentine's Day.
Okay.
As our example for this. You know, probably one of the worst non-holidays there exists in all of time and space. But, like, Walmart loves it.
Oh, my goodness.
Walmart has grown to love it. Or just like any holiday, right? Whether it comes to from Christmas to whatever. Halloween has become huge in store. A lot bigger than it used to be, I think. And part of it is just this consumer mentality. We'll buy it. Let's put it out because they'll buy it. Yeah. And Valentine's, I think, is the perfect example of that. This is day that most people have a love-hate relationship with. The one day of the year you're supposed to date, but if you're single, it's awful. And if you're married, well, I guess I got to make a date that night, but it doesn't seem authentic. So my generation hates it. And
yeah. Yeah. You know? And yet women are still sad on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
If they don't have,
tell me more. What does that? What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, it's like, well, nobody loves me. I'm not cherished. Here I sit alone. Woe is me. Life as I know it is over. You know, Valentine's Day just, it kills me, because it's another day to show affection to the one that is special to you. But shouldn't every day be like that? Shouldn't every day be a day that you show some sort of affection to?
Yeah.
And you know, I'm, you know, looking online, and there is, like, you know, back on December 27th, 2017, they were already posting about a magical Valentine's Day dinner at Hogwarts. In the event, Valentine's Dinner at the Castle, February 9th and 10th. That is absolutely crazy. They haven't even, you know, we're not even singing Happy New Year yet. And they were planning Valentine's for 2 months down the road. It's nuts. Yeah. They're not even so connected to Walmart.
No. But they have the same methodology.
They have this.
Right? That consumerism feeds into it. And I think that overemphasis on that, you know, minor day that's supposed to be meant about loving makes it about, you know, the loneliness of loving. So again, that consumerism bit is, I think, has taken both all generations and just has sucked it in.
You know, I'd be curious to see how much money is truly spent on Valentine's Day.
Yes, that would be interesting.
You know,
we'll get our stats guy to look that up.
Yeah, let's send that right over to him. You know, in 2017, consumers spent $18.2 billion.
Nice.
On Valentine's Day. That's coming from Fortune.com. So
that stats guy is quick.
Unbelievable.
This is like the NHL right now.
You know, it's pretty fun. I just shot him a look and he's like, I'm on it. Quick, quick, quick. Because, you know, I'm the boss.
Yeah.
Too funny. But that just goes to show that's just Valentine's Day. Like, what about Christmas? What about Halloween? You know?
I mean, yeah.
That is.
Or our new holiday, Black Friday.
Oh, my goodness. Don't get me started. And then there was the whole, like, do we even know where Black Friday comes from? So, anyways.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to today's episode.
You've been with Brandon and Jack on Only We Matter. Your Java juice has got to be close to being done, and so are we.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Awesome. And on that note, we're out of here. You can find us at Instagram, Only We Matter, and on Facebook, Only We Matter Podcast.
And you can subscribe to us here on iTunes.
So go out and make a great day and strengthen your crack.
See you later.